What's up, everybody? You're listening to Out of the Box Podcast with your host, D-Star. Enjoy the show!
What's up, everybody? This is your host, D-Star, here with
Tracy Anderson
and Merv Seymour.
How you guys doing this morning?
We're good.
I'm good. I'll take good.
Yeah. Afternoon.
Good enough.
Afternoon, yes. Right?
It's over. It's afternoon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How you guys doing this afternoon?
Same as I was this morning. Good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. The roads seem a little better. So,
are you trying to confuse? You trying to confuse us
a little bit?
Is that a trick question?
I'm all right.
Yeah. How am I doing this afternoon?
That is actually a deep question. How am I doing?
Yeah, I'm doing.
I thought I was okay, but I'm good now.
I gotta think about it.
I know.
Yeah, you caused all that. You did all that.
Sorry about that. So, Tracy, tell us why we are here.
I would love to. So, Dee, thank you for having me back on the podcast. I'm Tracy Anderson, Community Outreach and Volunteer Manager at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Dane County. Dee is always helping us out when we want to get the word out about things. And we have this big campaign that we're launching, and it's called It Takes Little to Be Big. It's a 6-week campaign, and it's a recruitment campaign. We're looking to try to get at least like 100 new volunteers in the door, preferably men of color, preferably men in general, and just really see if we could put a dent in our wait list. We have quite a wait list. It's close to 200 kids that are waiting. Most of those kids are kids of color, and most of them are boys. So, you know, obviously, as community outreach and just as the organization in general, we're always out recruiting. But we thought, you know, let's go into 2024 and do something big and do like a big recruitment campaign. So that's why I'm here.
And you brought this fine gentleman here with you. Can you tell us?
Who are you talking? Where is he at? Oh, you're talking about me. Oh, wow. You're talking about me. Okay.
I did. So I brought Merv. I met Merv, actually. He reached out. I believe you were referred to someone at your job.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he reached out, you know, as community outreach, when I talk to different people, and if they're interested, they reach out to me just to, you know, a quick meeting, just to answer any questions or they're thinking about it. And, you know, honestly, that day, I thought, okay, it's going to be like, you know, a regular maybe 15-minute meeting. We're just going to talk really quick. I'm going to answer any questions. And Merv really impressed me. I think we stayed on for like an hour.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
With his stories, he impressed me because he's a successful Black male, but also because it moved me the reason why he was reaching out. So I thought I would love to have Merv on just to, I think you really represent It Takes Little to Be Big.
Is it kind of like mirroring the reason why you chose to become a big sister?
Not exactly. And I think that's a really good point, too, is that so many people have so many different reasons, right? I think probably, and we can talk about this a little more, but the commonality is we're people of color. And that was my number one reason. Like I was matched in September. I wanted a Black girl, you know, a young Black girl, so she could have someone to look up to. And that was, you know, really the biggest reason I wanted to do it.
For the people that don't know you, Merv, can you tell us?
Who doesn't know? First of all, let's stop the tape right now. Stop. Who?
Did you see his bio?
Who in here don't know who doesn't know me? Wait. Okay, you're right.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
It's like you don't realize sometimes the things you've done and accomplished in life. And it's like almost like, oh, where do I begin? But in general, I'm, you know, originally from Mississippi, and I moved to Madison when I was 8 years old. And then I went to high school, middle school, all that stuff here, and decided that I got tired of being the only Black kid in all my classes. So I wanted to go to a Black, historically Black college. And I went to Alabama A&M initially, and then I ended up transferring to Southern University, which is in Baton Rouge. Alabama A&M's in Huntsville. And then I got a degree in journalism, broadcast journalism. Came back to Madison after college, couldn't get a job. And I think I worked at a brick factory. And after almost 2 years of that kind of work, I said, man, I did not go to college for this. So I ended up packing all my stuff up. I had $1,000 at that time, which was a lot of money. It still is a lot of money. And I got in my car and I went back to Louisiana, and I had a job in the TV business 2 weeks later. Started off as a camera guy, and I worked my way into become a news reporter. So I work at PBS Wisconsin in Madison, and I cover social justice and political types of issues here in the state.
So what is one of the things that really drew you to Big Brothers Big Sisters?
I mean, it's really the mission statement, their overall impact on community, and not just the community, but our community specifically. You know, and I just wanted to be part of the success of what they do and what they're out to do and what they're looking to accomplish, and then to just better the life of some young person. It just spoke to me when I saw there was a need. And, you know, I've been here 3 years. I've been back 3 years. I moved here from Sacramento, California. I was in Sacramento for about 5 years.
Sac Town.
You know, and I wanted to just make myself available to be used in any way I could to help.
I do want to just jump in and say that's one of the biggest things for this campaign, right? It takes little to be big. Not only do we want to recruit, you know, 100 new volunteers, you know, bigs, but and from diverse backgrounds and things like that. But, you know, there's just a lot of misconceptions about becoming a big. You know, when I'm out a lot just presenting or at events, you know, one of them is time, you know, and another is just the burden of maybe mentorship. And it really takes little to be big, you know, having someone get a slice of pizza with you or some ice cream or, you know, looking at, and that's one of the things, you know, besides some of the stories that you told me that were moving of why you chose to do it too. But having a little look up to you with all that you've accomplished, you know, and like you said, they might not want to be a journalist, but they're exposed to it. You know, this is something that they can see. And, you know, again, I do want to stress, we're not asking people to be perfect. We're just asking you to be present. And that's really it. I mean, when I first became a big, you know, at first you're like, oh, I got to do all this grand stuff, you know. And I feel like for me, I did come from a two-parent household. And that was one of the other reasons why it pushed me, because I know a lot of the kids on the wait list are not coming from that home. I tried to do these big things. You know, I took my little to a Badger football game. She was like, I'm nine. I can't keep my attention during this. You know, I thought it was a big deal, which I think it was still, because when would she have gotten the opportunity? But then, you know what? I really started making it simple. It takes little to be big. We like went and got lunch one day and she loved it. You know, we played with slime. I'm a slime fan now.
So that was one of the things I wanted to ask you, Tracy, yeah. Is what is the ideal candidate for a big? What are the qualifications or the characteristics that you're looking for in a big?
So I would say this. I mean, definitely since I've taken the role of community outreach, we need more bigs of color and we need more men. I mean, it's just the truth. That's what we need. Qualifications just in general, 18 and older, being able to pass a background check, having a valid driver's license, auto insurance. But in general, you don't have to be perfect. Just be present. Just you living a life is enough. Like enough of an example.
So when you say pass a background check, what mm-hmm. does that look like?
So I think there's a lot of misconceptions that are around that as well. It is private. You know, once we check a background check, it's private. There is no charge. I think some people think there's a charge to a background check. It is not.
Some people think it goes on your credit.
It does not. And as long as it has nothing to do with youth, we're not going to. I really want to stress this, too. There are kids that are exposed to family members or friends that are incarcerated or what have you. And so having somebody come in your life that could be an example and say, look, this is what happened to me. I'm human. Mistakes have been made, but look how I changed my life. And we definitely don't want people feeling like, well, I'm not going to, you know, decide to be a mentor because I have a past. It really is a one-on-one private conversation about what that is. And again, as long as it has nothing to do with youth on there, you know, you're still a candidate.
I'd be curious to hear what kinds of things have people had on there and they were still able to be a part of the program. What anything come to mind?
Nothing comes to mind, but I think that's a good question. And I think that's something that when we're doing interviews or maybe just addressing more of the background checks, giving examples of what could be, because we don't want people to be afraid to be a mentor. You know, you can actually change somebody's life by the things that you've done in your life.
No, you can people can learn from it if you're willing to open yourself up to share that with someone, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For some reason, this phrase just keeps coming into my mind. I want to share. It takes one to know one. So it's like when you're saying, you know, we need more, you know, bigs of color. We need people with lived experience, right? So it's like, man, you know, it takes people like us, it takes people that has been in that type of situation to know the pitfalls, to know where to go, where not to go, what road kids are going down, because they've seen it before, right? So it's like, man, you know, you're going down the wrong path. I know because I went there. I've been there. I've done that.
I feel like it's a challenge to folks to don't count yourself out, you know, because you have something to offer in terms of someone learning from you. You know, I've dealt with people who have been incarcerated who can really speak to the pitfalls of what led them there, and young people can learn from that. And it's just a matter of us opening ourselves up to be willing to share that piece of us into as Tracy would say, you know, the time. It's not, it doesn't take a lot, you know, just to have a little conversation with someone for someone to pick up on something that's going to help them.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, with my little and I, we meet, it's like every other week. And like I said, when I started, you know, and I tell people this too, but it's funny when you become a big, how you don't follow your own advice. You know, I was like, you don't have to do anything big and grand, you know, in fact, do all the things that you love to do. Just bring a little along with you. I mean, that's basically it, because Match Support does a great job matching and asking.
Shout out to
things.
All the Match Support specialists.
Yes, they do an amazing job, and it's a hard job because, you know, they're getting your hobbies, interests, and where you live. We like to keep the matches within 20 miles. But then they also check in on you. You know, they do regular check-ins once a month, especially the first year that you're matched. And they're just always there for you. You're not alone at all. But, you know, I like to say, too, just the things that you like to do, bring a little along with you. Like I said, the past few outings that I've had, as long as I've kept it simple, she's actually been happy. We've both left happy, you know, like we have. So now I'm thinking next week, you know, maybe I'll take her for a slice of pizza. She likes Ian. So, you know,
who doesn't?
I do too. Take me with you.
Yeah.
Take
okay.
me.
Who
well,
doesn't
she
like
wants
Ian's?
The macaroni cheese pizza.
Which I never thought I would like, but I was like, okay, that actually tastes pretty good.
Yeah. I like the scallop potato one.
Oh. I haven't tried that.
Yeah, I haven't tried that either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's really good. I like it. Shout out to Ian's.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a check.
Very good.
Mm.
Very good pizza.
Got me hungry right now.
The kickoff. Can we
yes.
get into that?
Thank you so much. Yes. So we're doing a kickoff of the campaign. It's going to be at Lake Louie, and it's January 31st from 5:30 to 7. And it's going to be very chill, mix and mingle, great time to socialize, network, what have you. You will learn about the 6-week campaign that we're doing, which is running February 1st through March 15th, and just how, you know, you can help. So it should be fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So from February 1st to March 15th, what kind of activities and events do you guys have going on after the 1st?
So the plan for the 6 weeks is to be everywhere. Like, we want to do a takeover because we really want to see if we can recruit 100 new volunteers. So that means you could be in a restaurant and see table tents with It Takes Little to Be Big. I'm doing presentations with different businesses in Madison, QTI, Baker Tilly, just about the campaign, podcast interviews, radio. We've got some great radio partners. There are places that are doing a drink of the month. So Carbon 4 is going to do a drink of the month for us. So we plan on being everywhere.
That sounds really interesting. And how can people get involved? If they hear this and they say, you know what? I want to do it right now. What website do they go to? What phone number? How can they get in contact with you?
So you can go to our website, bbbsmadison.org, and that should have all the information about It Takes Little to Be Big. And, you know, just telling you how you can help, like, if you want to become a big yourself, refer a friend. We will have yard signs that you can sign up for. So if you want to do that, It Takes Little to Be Big, and have them in your yard or business from February 1st through March 15th, and just come to the kickoff. You know, it would be great to come to the kickoff, learn more on January 31st.
So this kickoff, I just want to go through the night. I get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What am I expecting? What magical things do you have planned for us?
In other words, what do you have that's free? What do you have that's what goodies? What kind of incentives,
Well, all right. Well, going to have, you know, people want to know. Right. So we are definitely going to have appetizers, light snacks, raffle prizes, drinks. You'll get a drink ticket, and then you'll just get to be around our lovely Big Brother, Big Sister team, because we do have an amazing team around here. So
you guys absolutely do.
Yeah, we do. So it should be fun. You know, we want to keep it light. And again, like, when we do talk about the campaign and just kind of educating people really about, you know, the 6-week campaign, what it entails, how you can help, we're going to keep it brief. We really just want people to come together, network, socialize, and just have a good time and really spread the word. You know, it takes a little to be big. Spread the word.
Absolutely. So one thing that I just learned that Marv is actually a comedian.
Marv is actually Merv. Is that, did you just learn that? Or,
Marv
or
is, did you? See what I did there?
Nope. Yes.
I like it. Yeah.
You should see his face.
Now, what if I called you C-Star?
Actually, that's my son. You know,
oh, really?
You know, yeah, his name's Chase, so I call him C-Star all the time. Shout out to my son, Chase.
Shout out to Chase out there getting it done. Chase.
Yesterday was his birthday.
Getting it done. Happy belated, man.
He's 9 years old.
So. Chase, I got you the same thing I got you last year, so look for it.
Yeah, look for it. It'll be in the mail on the 33rd.
Okay, on the 33rd.
Yes, there you go.
So can you give us a quick 3-minute stand-up?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean,
oh my gosh.
And if a comedian tells you he can, you might want to check that comedian's resume. 3 minutes on a podcast with no audience except you two.
I could laugh.
I don't even know how to feel right now. That would,
I'm just saying it would hurt, man. That's all I'm saying. But no, comedy's always, you know, but yeah, comedy's best experienced live and in person, you know, because you get people to look at you and they'll find some video of you on YouTube and then this and that and whatever, and they'll tell a friend, I just thought it was okay. And it's like, well, you know, you got kind of need to be there. It's a certain, it's a different
feel the energy,
different kind of energy.
So what is your final message? What is your message for the city for It Takes Little to Be Big kickoff?
We are running a 6-week campaign because we want to put a dent into our wait list. We want to cut it in half. So we want 100 new volunteers with diverse backgrounds, definitely. And yeah, just please help us put a dent in our wait list, because you know what would be great is if we have mentors that are actually waiting to be matched instead of what we have now. Yeah. So I'd like to leave you with that.
And I just want to challenge anyone that's out there listening, that's even thinking or not thinking, to think and get involved and stop being selfish and stop, you know, the time that you spend sitting on your couch doing absolutely nothing is time that you could spend, you know, serving and helping and being an impact to somebody else. You know, I know some folks out here in this community and they all have something to offer, you know, and obviously, you know, we want African-Americans to get involved and because that's where this greatest need is. And I know there's enough of us in this town to be involved and to impact and to make a difference. So I challenge anyone out there to just get involved, make the call, you know, go to the website, give Tracy a call. Let me give you her number real quick.
And, please. And honestly, I just want to stress 2 hours of your time, 2 hours. You know, like I said, the best time that I've had so far with my little is sitting down and having lunch for 2 hours. And you could just tell all she wanted was that one-on-one time. And we both left leaving so happy. So it's just a couple hours. You can make it happen. And I do want to give a quick shout out to the sponsors, though. There's so many people that are always helping us out. Lake Louie, thank you so much, you know, for having us.
Lake Louie.
And then the Muay Thai Blast Kickboxing. They've been amazing. Radio Partners, 93.1 Jams, Magic 98, iHeart. The Mallards are always helping out. I mean, there's just great partners in the community. So, again, I know there's so many organizations out here. And it just, Madison continues to amaze me with the generosity. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you step up, just get one other person to step up and let the chain begin. Yes. Let the chain evolve.
Yeah.
And we can put a dent in this thing.
Absolutely. You know, I do a podcasting and production class at the juvenile shelter and at the juvenile detention center. And where I come and teach a 2-day class to kids that's in a rough spot. You know, and I teach them podcasting and production. So it's 2-day class. So the first day I come in, I teach them the basics of audio and then how to conduct an interview. And then the second day I bring in a special guest. Just those and the classes are an hour and a half a piece. So I understand like just that little bit of time makes so much of a difference in the kid's life, you know, and that's me and a few kids. I can just imagine if it was just one-on-one. So, yeah.
Well, we wait, and I think so many of us waste time on social media and just doing frivolous things that take up more than that in a week. And why not do something that's going to have an everlasting impact on somebody, something that's going to change somebody's life?
Yeah. and you feel good.
Yeah, that's like, what I was about to
you
say.
You feel good. Like, sometimes it is overwhelming how I feel when I walk away from, you know, just having 2 hours with her or the happiness that I feel.
And then you feel accomplished, like you actually did something with your week or your day.
Yeah,
like,
or sometimes I'm emotional. I mean, there's times I'll just cry because, you know.
Crying right now. Listen to you, man.
I was like worried with this job. I'm like, why am I crying so much? I cry a lot. But it just, you know, like just to see people step up and take that time and, you know.
You'll see that my little took a bite of pizza and she loves it.
And just, macaroni and cheese.
She had the macaroni and cheese pizza. It's so good.
That's right.
Make me cry. It's so good. The pizza is so good.
Make me cry. It was so good.
So good. But I feel you, Tracy, because I care to the point, too, that it makes me emotional. I'm dead serious. Because I think back to, like, I remember going to a bank once and there was this young man, a father with his two kids. And he was clearly teaching them how to money in a bank account and showing them what money is. And I remember him saying, well, it sounded like he was giving them like $100, which I wish he gave me $100. But he says to the teller, would you mind just giving it to them so they can see what it feels like? You know, and I didn't grow up with a father. And so I just thought, wow, how cool is that? You know, to have someone in your life that's going to show you how to value money and how to start, you know, really, really early. So, you know, by the time you do become a teenager or you get to college and you get your first job, you know, you totally understand how to manage it without feeling like you have to, you know, go into debt to do those sorts of things. You know, so it is an emotional thing, you know, and when you care and especially about our community, you can't help but be emotional. So I totally feel you on that. And I'm being dead serious about that.
And you'd be surprised what you miss coming up without a father or without a mother. You know, you'd be surprised, like the little things that you even see, like on bring your kid to work day or, you know, certain interactions that you see between father and son when they come and pick them up from school or they, you know, they come to a basketball game. You're like, wow, that's how a dad's supposed to act. That's how they're supposed to feel. That's and then you start living vicariously through that kid. It's like, man, I would feel like that or I would, you know what I mean?
I tell people all the time, it's like, you know, look at your life and take your father and all the things that he means to you and what he's done for you and
taught you,
impacts you and just all those sorts of things. Now, take them out of your life. Like take away all the things that they did for you and what does that feel like? What does that look like? You know, and it hurts.
A lot of times the people can't even imagine it.
Yeah, you can't imagine it. And so
it's you don't know what you don't know.
You don't know. And I tell you, when I started seeing family when I was in college, really, and I started spending my holidays at other people's families and I learned, you know, because, you know, when you have a single mom, you know, and they're doing everything, there's only so much they can do.
Hey, you guys, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate you guys. I had a great time.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. I'm D-Star. Until next time, guys. Thank you for listening to Out of the Box Podcast, an inspiring show advocating for our current and former inmates and their families in Wisconsin. Are you interested in starting your own podcast? Click our affiliate link or Buzzsprout for all your podcast hosting needs. You can also support the show by clicking our support link in the description.